This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The chances of getting into some colleges hit all-time lows this year. The admissions rate was about 5% at Stanford this time around. And many are stuck in admissions purgatory, the wait list. Sam Harnett reports on why colleges are growing their wait lists and using them in surprising ways.
You may think a wait list is for applicants who aren't quite as good as those admitted outright, but it's not that simple. Chris Munoz is the vice president for enrollment at Rice University.
The differences are so subtle and so nuanced.
The waitlist has A-plus students, athletes, even applicants who can pay the full tuition. Munoz says waitlisting students is like choosing backups for a sports team. You want one for every position.
Sometimes you need quarterbacks and sometimes you need tight ends. So it's luck.
Waitlists help manage what's called yield. That's the percentage of students who will accept the college's acceptance. Yield affects a school's ranking and bond rating, so it's important for those initially admitted to come. It's suspected some schools are actually waitlisting applicants who seem too good because they are a risk to yield numbers. Colleges don't want to be used as a safety and then ditched for a first choice. Admissions consultant Annie Roskin thinks this may have happened to some of her students.
The thing is, you don't know what a waitlist means. Kids don't know.
Maybe you're on the waitlist because you didn't visit the campus. Some schools factor in this kind of demonstrated interest. Could also be that your application just wasn't strong enough. Or the school wanted to soften the blow of rejection. Who knows?
It's purgatory for a kid, basically.
Katie Murphy is the president of the National Association for College Admission Counseling. She says waitlists are part of a vicious cycle. Acceptance rates keep falling as panicked kids apply to more and more schools.
It's our own admissions March Madness vortex.
And school rankings fuel that madness. Murphy says ambitious applicants are pursuing a small group of elite colleges, not because they are the best fits, but because they are the most effectively branded.
I think everybody would be better off if they didn't believe that there were only 30 colleges that were good colleges.
If that doesn't change, expect more kids to be stuck in admissions limbo on the wait list. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.